Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Can your savings weather an economic storm? There are very few physical assets you can invest in that are proven to stand the test of time. Gold has withstood as a valued form of money for millennia, and Birch Gold lets you convert a retirement account into a tax-sheltered IRA and physical gold that doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. Text COAST to 989898 and claim your free info kit on gold. Text COAST to 989898 and secure your savings today.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
The ancient UFO stories, how do they match up to what's happening today?
So the ancient UFO stories, these gods of the ancient world, when you look at the birth of civilization, when the archaeologists came to Mesopotamia, where the oldest cities of the world were, they were shocked that no matter how far south they went, a civilization was very advanced. No matter how deep they dug, they found ancient cities and you know, palaces that were larger than Buckingham Palace. So eventually, you know, they were bewildered because they couldn't see kind of the stepping stone of civilization. There was like advanced mathematics, trigonometry. We've just found out in ancient Babylon, the kingdom of Hammurabi, trigonometry. So they thought, where did this all come from? So when they looked into the libraries, because we found over 1 million tablets, not all of them have been read and deciphered, but enough has. When they looked into the libraries of Mesopotamia, and they could kind of decipher it backwards from Hebrew to Akkadian, because Abraham was from Mesopotamia, and then the king of Nineveh, Ashurbanipal, had left a translation stones to read the most ancient of the languages, Sumerian. And when they looked into the libraries, it said that the knowledge of civilization had been handed down by the gods, quote-unquote. And this was the knowledge of mathematics, architecture, laws, kingship, priesthood, all the kind of foundational knowledges that run civilization to this day. And people began to have their perspective of reality shaped and altered by the codes of religion, especially, which were at the heart of what the gods were handing down, whether it's the story of the Hindu gods, the Vedic texts, or the story of modern-day Hinduism with Bhagavad Gita, whether it's the code of Hammurabi that's given by Shams, the sun god, who's known as Apollo, or whether it's, you know, the story of Islam, the crescent of the moon, who has found more temples to the moon god than to any of these ancient deities, or if Moses goes up on a mountain and receives a code and, you know, voila, the Hebrew civilization is born, or Jesus comes from heaven and speaks his words and the Roman Empire is altered. All civilizations attribute their genesis to the gods. So the UFOs, these beings, which I believe is the manifestation of the world of angels in our world, both good and fallen, continue to shape human thought and society by putting large veils of thought over the civilizations. So with the UFO phenomenon starting in 1947, 1948, as kind of a global phenomenon with Kenneth Arnold, really the kind of sighting that started it all, for me, I feel that it's interesting that it began on that year, because that was the year that Israel became a nation. And the prophecies of the Bible are very interesting. They've been kind of forgotten, seemed far-fetched. Could these things really happen? But they all talk about wars and events in the Middle East centered around the city of Jerusalem leading to the Second Coming. And suddenly when Israel becomes a nation in 1947-48 and then takes Jerusalem in 1967, suddenly all of these ancient prophecies, you can take them literally and they would actually make sense. And so many people, including myself, felt that this really is the birth pang years, where one stage, one age of history is going to give birth to the next. And it's at this time that this phenomenon appears. So I think they're trying once again to shape our worldview. And if you kind of see the UFO phenomenon, the modern phenomenon in isolation, well, then you can make up your own perspective. For instance, the story has been from the beginning that they've come here to save us. They've come here to save us from nuclear wars. They've come here to help us enter into the galactic community. And there's a movie made in, I think, 51, 52, The Day the Earth Stood Still. And so early on, we see a messaging seeding the human consciousness. It's not just that the UFOs have arrived. With them has come a message. And ironically, this message competes with the salvation story of the Bible, where, you know, they're going to be our saviors. They're going to be the ones giving us technology to help us with the environment. They're going to be the ones helping us get past our wars. You know, they appear around nuclear silos. They assert their technology and dominance and say, look, and so they're already putting ideas into the culture that are kind of being incorporated from the get-go into the UFO phenomenon and believed. And I can't, in my research, I can't believe how many people I've met who've essentially converted to the religion of UFOs, and they do believe that the saviors of the world have arrived. And I think this is the very thing that's going to take us into the last age of the War of Angels.
Do you agree with that?
Well, I agree that that's deception, you see. Because the story of the Bible says that the good guys, they're on their way, and they're coming. And these guys are telling us, no, they're the good guys. So I think that this is the last stand of the fallen angels. They're the ones coming out from the entrails of the earth. I don't know, you know, people are familiar these days with the Babylon workings, where these experiments were done by Aleister Crowley and others. In California and before 1947, where they were doing these occult experiences. And NASA has installations built around where those occult experiences were done. That may have been what caused a portal to open and these guys to come in. But since they've come in, they're competing with the story of the Bible as far as who's the savior of the earth. When I see the roots of the UFO phenomenon as far as the world is concerned, going to the gods and going to the forces that were behind the empires, and we are still in the age of empire, and I see the Bible says that God is going to allow them to have one final empire and one final pharaoh, and he's going to make fire come from the sky and have lying signs and wonders. So I think that the Antichrist, as we call him, in the common culture, he's going to make a UFO connection. And now with the rise of AI, and when you look at the Industrial Revolution, and you say, where did all this come from? Why is it that we took such a huge leap forward in technology so quickly, starting in the 19th century? And, you know, Carl Schwab, which I consider to be kind of a strange character, he's saying, you know, we're in the fourth stage of the Industrial Revolution, which is, he says, a combination of the biology and technology, like cyborg. And you're thinking, well, where is this knowledge coming from? Now, the days of Noah if we are in fact repeating that age of history, because Jesus said that the end of the age would be like the days of Noah, if we're repeating that, that was the age where the sons of God, before the flood, creating their Atlantis, not only created hybrids, like we see in the alien abduction phenomenon, but they also gave knowledge and chose kings to rule the human world. And there's been many Nephilim kings, like Gilgamesh and others, throughout the ages. And so once again, we could be kind of coming to a place where there is a final empire. These guys install their leader on the world stage. They give him power and authority, and they give us the technology that we need to be able to have Armageddon, to be able to have the final war, you know, the war of angels, because the second coming is essentially a war of angels. And the Lord is called the Lord of the heaven's armies. I mean, that's what it says in the Hebrew, Adonai Tzvaot. It means the God of heaven's armies, the Lord of hosts in English. So he returns with an armada, and these guys are getting us ready to meet him, and they are saying, no, we are the saviors of the world. And isn't that what the Masons believe? That Satan essentially was the good guy and the God of the Jews was the bad guy? I mean, that's what they believe, right?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Well, where does Satan fit into this? Where is it?
Where is he in all of this? He's one of the UFOs, you know, if you want to look at it that way. If you now, where he is, how you know, he's behind the scenes, whether he's in the heavens, like somewhere outer space, whether he's in another dimension, whether he comes to the earth at the end of the story, for sure he's cornered here. That's what the Book of Revelation says. And that's, I think, when things really get intense, when he gives his authority and power to the final world leader, and God allows it. And this guy's going to rule for 7 years. And the last 3.5 years of his rule, he's going to kind of become like a cult leader. He's going to ask that people connect to him and worship him. Perhaps this technology, like Elon Musk's creation of implants in the brain that connect you to AI.
Neuralink.
Perhaps. You know, there's Starlink is his web thing, but he's created Neuralink, which is his, you know, startup in California, where he's created, and the FDA has just approved it, and he put it into the first human being, that he calls it telepathy. It's the technologies created that allows you to people to connect to their technology through their thoughts. And he says through an app, you can control all of your technology through a thought. So if we all connect, you know, this is, some say this is the mark of the beast. You know, we all connect, and I wouldn't take it, but we all connect to AI, and the Antichrist connects to AI because Satan's kingdom is a pseudo-kingdom. He imitates the things of God. So Satan plays the role of the Father, who gives the power to the Son, the Antichrist, and AI becomes the Holy Spirit, the connector between us and the perfect democracy, if you will, the cult, you know, the cult of the supreme leader. And so this is, I think, the end of the story. This is where we're headed. Another one of the ancient tales of the Bible that applies to our age is the story of the Exodus, where these people are slaves of a pharaoh and of his gods, and then, you know, God comes and frees them through the strange ritual of the Passover lamb. And Jesus, of course, says that story was about me. And so once again, we may have the Savior coming from the outside, but it's a war of angels this time. And the UFO phenomenon allowed me to see the story for real. It was no longer just some ancient fairy tale or a myth. Now I could actually see that an armada could arrive to the earth, and these guys that I'm already seeing over my head, the war of angels has started, and they're already kind of pumping into the culture a worldview that they're the saviors of the world. I could see now these things going ahead with each other if, in fact, Jesus shows up at the helm of an armada of angels, because the Bible says God will come with his chariots. It's a prophecy in Isaiah 66, verse 15. God will come with his chariots, and the word actually means vehicle in Hebrew. Or in Mount Sinai, it says God is there with his chariots or vehicles. Rechev, Merkeva, these are words that can mean vehicle and carriage. So now I started to see that at this time of history, God was removing the veil and revealing the true nature of the angelic world and preparing us for this war of angels and getting ahead of the deception by telling us, you know, buyer be aware, the guys that are here are the bad guys. It's the guys that are coming of the good guys. But I can see a scenario where the reverse is pumped into the culture, where the guys that are here, the UFOs, say, no, no, we're the good guys. This is the guy that gave you religion. This is the guy that tried to dominate you. We want to give you knowledge. We want to free you. We want to emancipate you so you can come at the foot of the mountain and worship the golden calf and do whatever you want to do. This is the guy. And so the nations and the kings of the earth rally against God and is against his anointed, like the prophecies of old have said. And I can suddenly see this happening in the clothing of the UFO phenomenon. I have a footage on my documentary that was from Columbia Shuttle. It had a camera on Columbia filming outer space randomly. And you can see there's this thing in the orbit. And another one arrives, and one of them shoots at the other. It looks like a laser beam, and the other one takes off and it misses it. But I start to think, why do UFOs crash? Could it be that there is a war in the heavens? And that's why they crash.
So do you believe this great deception is on us now?
Yes. Already, as I said, I meet people all the time in my research, and you know, I see their entire organizations that believe that the saviors of the world have arrived. Already, see, look at the UFO phenomenon, going back to like the late 40s and early 50s, already there was a messaging with it, like the Day of the Earth is still that movie. Already, without any research, without any knowledge of what was going on, who are these people, already there was a messaging system that the saviors of the world have arrived. They're going to help us through nuclear wars because, you know, we can't join the galactic community in our warlike way. So already from the beginning, there's been a messaging system pumped into the nations like the ancient codes of civilization. And the messaging system is that we are the good guys. And I think that the second message that I'm seeing recently is that, you know, by the way, there are also bad aliens. There's a war happening out there. And so there are two sides. So they're starting to prep us. And I think that eventually they're going to put their own guy on the Earth's throne. And they're going to say, look, we're going to support this guy. We're going to give him technology. He's going to do miracles, it seems, like the Bible has said. And so the messaging system is already being pumped and people are already being deceived because tons of people believe that the saviors of the world have arrived and the government, they're holding it back from us. They're telling us, oh, they're not really here. They're giving us mixed messages. We're actually they're doing soft disclosure because they don't want to freak people out. They want you to keep paying your taxes. But they are kind of starting to tell us, no, they're here. So we'll see how they're going to infiltrate into the consciousness and imagination of people. But the Bible is getting ahead of us and saying, no, these guys that are here, they've been here always. Like the one I saw that went into the earth, you know, in a land as ancient as Persia, you know, there is this prince of Persia in the Bible that fights an angel that comes from heaven. It's a very famous story, you know, in the Daniel chapter 10, people can read it. These guys have been here. The ones that are here are the bad guys. Of course, the angels of God are here among us as well, but the ones that are dominating the nations, the ones that are really putting all these messages out, they're the bad guys. And so already people are being deceived, and as things get worse and you know, who knows what's ahead of us, they're going to continue to ramp up the idea that they're the saviors of the world. So when the Lord appears with his angels, they're going to turn things around, and they're going to make him look like the bad guy, and themselves look like the good guy, and rally the nations against them.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.